Proposition 7 is called Anchorage Fire Service Area Fire Protection Bonds. It asks for $1,800,000 in general obligation bonds. Deputy Fire Chief Michelle Weston explains over half of the bond money would go for fire station renovations.
This is a $1 million match to almost $11 million, which we received from the state last year. Proposition 7 renovates Fire Station 5 in Spinard, does an addition for Fire Station 11 in Eagle River, and also provides for a replacement of Fire Station 3 in Airport Heights, one of our busiest fire stations.
The remainder of Proposition 7 goes toward purchasing a new ladder truck for Eagle River. It would replace one lost while fighting a fire a year ago. Weston says there was insurance, but not enough to cover all the equipment needed.
We received $400,000 from insurance proceeds. A ladder truck fully equipped is usually $1.2 million, so the $800,000 represents a partial payment of that.
While voters throughout the municipality decide Proposition 7, only those property taxpayers living in the Anchorage Fire Service area will cover the debt. That area is roughly the Anchorage Bowl, along with Eagle River and a portion of Hillside. The cost to pay for those bonds is estimated at $1.02 per $200,000 of assessed taxable evaluation, plus 36 cents per year for operations and maintenance. Proposition 8 is entitled Anchorage Metropolitan Police Service Area Facilities Bonds. It requests up to $3 million in bonds. $2 million would go toward having what Anchorage Police Chief Rob Hune describes as a suitable single facility for meeting the new state demands for evidence storage. Currently, evidence is stored at several Anchorage locations.
We need to construct a 56,000-square-foot evidence and forensics building that has expanded public and employee parking and an outdoor secure evidence storage area. Part and parcel to that, we're also going to need to renovate this 72,000-square-foot headquarters building and expand it with an additional 15,000 square feet.
The existing APD headquarters, constructed in 1986, was designed for approximately 460 officers and support staff. Right now, nearly 600 APD personnel work in the headquarters. Hune says besides keeping evidence, the facility would be for vehicle inspection and indoor storage for the specialty response vehicles, like the major crime scene investigation and serious accident investigation vans. Both need warm storage areas in order for their computers to work instantly. The remaining $1 million of Proposition 8 would go toward a tactical firearms training range. Chief Hune says the current arrangement of using a military range is neither training nor cost-effective.
The military has first priority on those ranges, and we have to be able to plan our in-service and academy training because we also have cost considerations as we schedule those types of trainings. But we can be out there ready to go and be bumped from the military, and that's just the way it is.
Chief Hune says renting a local club's shooting range doesn't allow officers to replicate field conditions that are a key part to firearm training. The issuance of Proposition 8 bonds is contingent upon the state approving $2 million for the training range and over $17 million in fiscal year 2010 for the headquarters project. While voters throughout the municipality vote on 7, only those property taxpayers living in the Anchorage Metropolitan Police Service Area will cover the cost. That service area includes most of the municipality, but excludes the southernmost areas such as along the Seward Highway to Girdwood. The cost to those property taxpayers is approximately $1.62 per $200,000 of assessed taxable evaluation, plus about $4.22 a year for operations and maintenance. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.